p.m. show on sports with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. But the star of our show is truly indeed the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game. That's right. He had two safeties in one game, a record that will stand for some time. He's the all-pro defensive end. He's the star of stage, screen, television. I mean, so many great series. Hunter. He's got one out now. He works as a recurring role on Sharon Stone's Agent X. His episode, another episode, will be playing this Sunday. So check it out on TNT. I'm talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for putting up with that long introduction. That
he once dated Elizabeth Taylor, by the way.
I did date her.
Yeah.
And
a few times.
I have been very busy this morning.
So have I, yes.
I've been on the radio talking to New York this morning about the Concussion movie.
This Concussion movie, which opened to Christmas Day, and you are a man in demand. And I did not know, Fred Dreyer, that the NFL made it available that all the former and current players who have an NFL card can go see a screening of it. Do you, on your person, have a card that says NFL?
I don't carry those things.
But you have one, don't you?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have a... an alumni card.
Yes.
So I can get into anything.
You could show that.
Yeah, I can get... here's the things I can get.
What can you get to?
I can get free donuts at any Bingo's.
Any Bingo's.
Any Bingo's restaurant.
You get free donuts. What
I
else
get
can
free
you?
Donuts. I can get into some movies.
Some?
Some movies. Okay. I have to sit in the back because I'm...
Citizen Kane.
I'm too tall. People complain.
You do that. When you told that story about Elizabeth Taylor, when you were at the Playboy Mansion, you said you wouldn't sit in the front. Do people scream at you when you're too tall?
Yeah, I just turn around and just tell them. You know.
You just look... You glare?
Yeah. I get my phone out and say, don't give me a hard time. I'll text the whole movie.
But you do have an NFL alumni card.
Yeah, we have all that stuff. It doesn't do any good. It doesn't help me if I get pulled over.
Discounts at McDonald's? Do you get anything like that?
No, I don't patronize McDonald's, as you well know.
But
the concussion thing is alive and well. I was speaking on a couple of shows this morning.
And maybe on this show, right?
Yeah, and we'll get into it when I get back.
All right, that's it. Fred Dreyer has spoken. There you go. Going to talk about that movie Concussion. We'll talk about the real true story about it with the one and only Fred Dreyer here. It is the PM show. Follow Fred on Twitter. It's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Fred_Dreyer. He tweets like crazy. That's his Twitter handle. And on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS and USPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Much better.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's DRSHEPS.com, 310-873-4422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Not bad.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Pretty cool, Daddy-O.
I like anything in this time of year. Anybody could sing any Christmas song, I'd like it.
Let's listen to the First Lady then, Ella.
She's good.
Oh, it's not singing that music. Okay.
The ground is white. Go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing the slaying song.
There's a class act, Ella Fitzgerald, right? Martin Luther King, the guy that learned the demonstration and all that kind of stuff, and peaceful demonstrations. And during the holiday season, I got these people that are, Black Lives Matter. Of course Black Lives Matter. Every life matters. And they're plugging up roadways, and they're plugging up main arteries and everything. And you know what? Black lives that are plugging up roadways should be arrested. That's all I got to say. If they're not peacefully demonstrating. Are you with me on this, Tomas? You know, get your message out, demonstrate peacefully, but don't go plugging up roadways during the holiday season and closing things down. You should be arrested and thrown in jail for a while. Enjoy the holidays.
You're very strict on the holidays.
Yes, I am. Welcome back here to the show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show on the PM show with the one and only Fred Dreyer in sports. Fred Dreyer.
Yes, yes. We were talking earlier before break on this concussion thing.
Movie coming out.
The movie's
it's
coming
out.
Up.
It's out. Christmas Day. It's out.
Official.
It'll
official. Be out
yeah.
till Friday, I guess.
Yeah. All weekend long, it's playing. Will Smith is in it.
Yeah, but the overview is this: it brings attention. I read the script. The script was sent to me about a year ago.
You got a copy of it? Seriously?
Yeah, I read it. They sent it to me electronically.
Why? Just to say, what do you think?
Well, to see if they might want if I was interested in anything as an actor in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It never worked out. But the point was is that I got the script and I looked at it and I thought, okay, great. They took the top off of the problem and they showed everybody, and they you could see that Will Smith's character was a real champion for the cause. You
right.
know?
Right.
And then it broke down into kind of like a preachy little polemic. That never went anywhere. At the end of the movie, and I've not seen the movie, but in the script, I'm only going by the script, there was no resolve to it. All it was is, okay, you've uncovered this information.
It was an awareness thing.
And now, what do you think you're going to do with it? Well, I'm going to tell everybody, no, you're not. If you're smart, you'll get out of town. So he does, takes his family and leaves, and everything's just covered back up like the way it was
right.
before, you know. So the whole thing, it builds up to where it's a in-house NFL insurance cover-up to prevent people from realizing that the league did know and does know that concussions can cause, in the short and the long run, they can cause brain damage. CTE, traumatic encephalopathy.
Traumatic encephalopathy.
Yeah, and chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Very interesting. And what people don't know, and they should know, Fred Dreyer, is our audience, that Fred, you testified on behalf with the NFL on this whole thing on concussions and injuries and all this kind of stuff. You've been involved in this, haven't you?
Well, I did not testify in it.
Okay.
I was, while I was the head plaintiff, the lead plaintiff and Dreyer versus NFL in Minneapolis advertising rights, you know, your personal rights that they are continuing to use ex players
right.
in the promotion of the NFL.
Correct.
And so we said you can't do that without paying us because we didn't sign off on a long time program.
Exactly.
You know, we don't work for
That's
you.
That's your brand name. Fred Dreyer is your brand name.
Yeah, we don't work for you anymore. And you know, there's lots of guys who, like Dan Pastorini had a restaurant and a business. Where he put Dan Pastorini, you know, and put him in an Oiler uniform.
Right.
And he was up there on top of the building, you know, the outline of Dan wearing an Oiler uniform. They made him take it down, you know, because, well, you can't promote the – but you can use us.
You can use us,
but
yes.
We can't use –
the NFL that we were playing.
My uniform or the logo. I can't use a Ram or a Giant
helmet.
Very
interesting.
To do it. So anyway, there was a big go-around, and anyway, the thing – and then this concussion thing kind of like started to erupt as we were winding that case down. And they contacted me about the concussions and being part of it, and I chose not to be a part of it because it was, I could see that it was going to be a lot of work, being a part of it and having to be deposed. And I just I spent 5 years with this other case. I just didn't want to get involved in it, and so I joined the class action. I'm not a plaintiff in that.
So you're not a plaintiff as part of the class action.
But when you see what was negotiated, the league got together and said, "Word now." If you remember this, ladies and gentlemen, that the league made an announcement: we got $785 million, almost $1 billion, we're going to give towards this this terrible disease. And it isn't what it's cracked up to be. And so a judge came in and said, you know, NFL, this isn't what it's cracked up to be. You got to resubmit it and be more specific about how this money is apportioned to these players, how they're going to get it, what are the steps. You know, it's one thing to say, yes, we pledge this amount of money for that problem and that issue. Okay, well, tell us specifically how you plan. What's the model to get the money to the people?
Got it.
And so that thing hasn't been fleshed out, you know. I mean, and the league keeps saying, yeah, we have an understanding and an agreement. No, you don't. And the other thing that's not with the settlement is the admission by the league that they are culpable, and they have known, do know, that football and helmet-to-helmet contact causes CTE. And that the league is now not stepping forward saying, look, this, they're not saying this. This is a tough sport, and you're going to get hurt in a lot of different ways. You don't have to have a lot of concussions to have CTE. You don't. You don't need to have any concussions at all or brain damage at all to have dementia. You know, there's people all over the world that are suffering through all kinds of different maladies without playing contact sport.
Right.
So, but the league is not coming out and saying that, yes, we take responsibility for it. They are still standing back saying, gee, we'll help you with your problem, but we're not going to admit to knowing how you got that way.
Yeah.
So that's the problem here. And so when you take a look at the settlement, there was the league pulled back because they were at odds with and didn't like this research company that came up with this latest information on CTE.
Gotcha.
And football players. The league says, well, we don't like you guys. So until that's corrected, until you take off, then we're just going to lay back. So everything's kind of dormant.
So it's dormant. So this movie, then, the concussion movie, is bringing you awareness of it, but it's not really resolving anything because nothing's
exactly
really been
right.
resolved.
That's
yet.
Exactly correct. Yeah. And so when you go see it, it's entertaining. And I've heard some good things about it. Will Smith's great in it. And it tells a very poignant, very heartfelt story.
You must have got smacked around a few times in your career. Did you see stars sometimes, a little fuzzy when you get through with it?
I saw the universe one day.
Did you?
Yeah.
what happened there? Did you have a star named after you in that universe? You know,
no, it wasn't during a game, though.
It wasn't? Oh, okay. see what's that?
Because on my own, in my own time.
Your own time, your own, okay, gotcha, your own nickel or whatever.
Exactly
it was on,
correct.
Whatever was there.
And but yeah, you know, everybody gets their head. Look at, you can't take the brain. Just think about it. You can't take the brain and start rattling it around inside your skull and do that every day, you know, but
with
for about
job, yeah.
100 times.
Right.
Do that for 13 years professional. Do that 20 years. You know,
it's got to leave a mark.
And it does have a long-term effect. And I listen to Rush Limbaugh sometimes, and he's very aggravating because he thinks, you know, that any claim that says, you know, we're putting the games on Sunday in jeopardy by claiming this. He doesn't seem to think there's much merit in football players complaining
about.
Well, he didn't do anything. Yeah. He sat around eight.
He was PR for
right?
the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, well, good. He got a ticket next to the Chow Hall down
there. The PM show with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hi, I'm Larry Minetti from Magnum PI. Remember me? I played Rick. And over the years, I've been asked so many times to republish my book, Aloha Magnum, which is a 5-star hit. Well, folks, I did it. If you want to see the behind-the-scenes episodes and all the naughty, naughty things that went on Magnum PI, you go to the Internet and punch up LarryMinetti.com, and Aloha Magnum is there at your reach. I thank you for your loyalty. Take care, folks.
Ho, ho, ho. I hope you can join me, Robert Conrad, for a 2-hour live broadcast to ring in the holidays. We'll take your calls, answer your Christmas emails, and who knows, maybe the big guy will show up. Tune in, call up, and I'll see you then. God bless.
Tune in to a special Christmas Eve edition of the PM Show with Robert Conrad this Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on CRN. Send your emails to robertconrad@crntalk.com or call him live Thursday at 818-353-1276. Good old Christmas tune from out of the Boneyard.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad.
And a little ditty called Feliz Navidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
The translation.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
For our English-speaking audience.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
look so puzzled. Once welcome back into the PM show on Sports with Fred Dreyer. Fred, you look so puzzled when I said you only speak Spanish. You have worked very hard on your English to do a great job here on your PM show on Sports.
Have I?
Yeah, you have.
Well, that's right.
You used to do the whole show in Spanish, and now your English is just wonderful.
I was just looking at the copy of our latest our latest advertisement.
That's good. We got a news sponsor we'll be telling you about in just a little bit here. But with first bulletin, the Lakers have won at least five games, maybe more.
Five.
I was listening to a sports broadcast.
Five
and they
25.
Said the Lakers could win two in a row. And I'm going like, what? This is like a big story for the once great Los Angeles Lakers have won like five games. You know, six games. That's it. That's what they've won so far during the season.
That's all right.
What do you mean that's all right?
You don't want to win a lot of games. That's the idea.
Just Dr. Jerry Buss is like turned over a few times in his grave. He's face down again right now. He's spinning.
There's an automatic spatula.
You got to help him. This is great Dr. Jerry Buss's team.
Yeah, they can flip him anytime they want.
So, but you're okay with this because you've said many times that the team has to do this. Are they still playing Kobe too much for your bucks?
Kobe played 30 minutes the other night and scored 31 points.
So that was okay, right?
As long as he plays around 29 minutes.
You're all right.
And lets everybody else play. And that is apparently what they did in Denver. I saw a little bit of the game, and they played pretty good defense. They hustled. Kobe's relationship, he's starting to feel better. His legs are feeling better. He's in the shape. So I think he could be an added plus for him in a reserve role. What I mean by reserve is, you know, 25, 30 minutes. And then let everybody else, the young players, play. Let them play.
What if he pulls a Jay Leno, and at the end of the season, because he's feeling better, his legs are there, decides he wants to play another year?
He's going to play somewhere else.
He is. Okay.
You were pretty quick
with that answer.
That's where he's going.
He's going somewhere else.
Yeah. They've already thought about
that. They have thought that through.
Yeah. Believe me, I'll tell you something. If he sticks around and says, you know, so I scored 31 points in the last game. I think I'm coming back. I'm thinking about coming back. You know, they're gonna look at him, pantomime to him, and say, point toward the door. You're not. You're done, and the only way you're gonna get any free agents is when he leaves.
You've said this a long time.
I keep saying this to people because they're not listening.
Well, tell them one more time. We have a new audience out there. There's some new people. That guy right there, you see him? He just tuned in today. He's got a perplexed look. It's the PM show on sports with Fred Dreyer. What's your philosophy on the Lakers?
Well, the philosophy is very simple. You know, no major established star who's looking for a payday is going to come to the Lakers to play with Kobe. There's no reason for them to play with a 38-year-old guy, 40-year-old guy, who's on his way out, who's injury-prone, and who has an undeveloped young team. That guy wants to come here without Kobe so he can blend in and be the guy, and it'll be his team with a good with an underscore of good young players that are budding and on their way up to playing pretty well. And I think by the next year, by a year from now, you know, 20 games into next year, I think about five or six of those players will not only be pretty good, I think they'll be the nucleus of a pretty good franchise.
Yeah.
So why would you want Kobe hanging around?
You don't
want that problem. You don't want every time someone does something, you know, there's two problems. Okay, how did the young kids play? Okay, fine. We got that out of the way. Now let's talk about Kobe. How was your legs, Kobe? Did you feel good? Everything's about Kobe every week, you know. And how do you feel about this, you know, this retirement, this rotisserie thing they've got you on, going from team to team? Instead of focusing on the players, the young players, and making it about them, they're sharing time with this guy who, you know, who's having a birthday party every week, and they want to get on with it, you know.
I'm with you. And other news in the NBA, you know, the Golden State Warriors, 26-1, something like that already. Stephen Curry says he thinks he's the best player in the world. What do you think?
I think he is, too.
Well, there you go. And everybody says no surprise on that.
Yeah, I mean, why would you doubt him?
Yeah, I'm not going to doubt him. He's good.
He's got confidence.
Yeah. And once you have confidence, when you played football, once a team has confidence and that sort of bakes in and gels, it's tough to stop a team that has confidence.
All right.
I've just noticed that. I played the game. I used to be a champion softball player, but once you had confidence.
Slow pitch?
Slow pitch. And once I assigned this guy, Felipe Ramirez, who was just hanging out at the park where we used to play one day, and he could just nail home runs, then we started to get confident once we had a power hitting left fielder.
Oh, you played on those diamonds that had 16-foot base paths.
We'd have about, you know, five or six guys from KRLA, including Art LeBeau, who was, you know, at the on the downside of his softball career.
Wait a minute.
So we needed some young
Art LeBeau?
Art LeBeau was number one.
Did he come in out of the bullpen?
He would come in, and he'd always show up at the game where we played either the Playboy Playmates or the Penthouse Pets. He would show up. He'd be there.
Art LeBeau
would be there. And then, you know, the rest of the staff would be there. But it was about five or six of them. So we'd have to filter in. We'd get some guys and then let them do, like, promotions for us, hire them out, and then they could play on the team. That's the way I put together an amassed championship
squad.
Who
was your third baseman?
Third baseman was Jack Roth.
Yeah.
That was good.
Good arm? He had a good arm?
He had a pretty good arm over there.
And you played?
Actually, Mike Kelly had a good arm. Mike Kelly was an actor, and he could, we had a ruling of no sliding into third base, and one time a guy slid, and Mike Kelly was walking around, and then all of a sudden he feigned an injury and fell over. It was when we were playing, like, the General Hospital team, and he was rolling all over the ground and holding his ankle, and the game stopped for a while, and it was just great. Nobody knew that he faked it until he told me.
General Hospital, they can go. Man.
I used to play on their team for a while. I have a General Hospital jacket that doesn't fit me anymore.
Right. They have an ambulance?
Not much fits me.
Did they have an ambulance behind
them? For me, yes, they did. Did you ever play softball? A lot of people don't know that you were a baseball player.
Yeah, I played baseball.
Yeah.
I played.
You were a good baseball player.
Yeah, you know.
Well, let's talk a little bit here about BetDSI.com.
Ooh, BetDSI.
You know, this is a new guys that we have here on the team. So, you know, you've been following these guys.
Yeah. Well, BetDSI is, you know, if you're going full steam into the NFL and NCAA football bowl season, and if you're looking for an online sports website, I would recommend BetDSI.com.
It's Bet, BETDSI. I'll spell that for you.
Yes.
Bet, BETDSI. That's DSI.com. And it's the place that we use it's one of the original online sports books. You feel very comfortable. I feel comfortable using them myself. They've been around for 16 years. They actually set a lot of lines that you're playing on.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. The website is, you like the website too.
Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty interesting. Yeah. The website is quick and easy. And the site scores an A-plus on my sportsbook review sites. This site is so trusted by many professionals that bet here. You can bet. You can go to betdsi.com right now, set up an account, and get $10 for free using my promo code FRED10. FRED10.
It's no space.
No
between.
Space. It's
yeah,
no
so
space.
Fred, no space between FRED10. And then you do that, and you advertise stuff, don't you, like this?
Well, I think it's pretty cool.
Stuff you believe in is the stuff you look at.
I don't promote it unless I believe in it. And if you're looking for a nice place to play, go to betdsi.com now. Do it right now and use the promo code FRED10. Again, promo code FRED10.
You get $10 free to try betdsi.com. You got to use that promo code FRED, FRED10.
Yeah. BetDSI, it's .com. So go there and have a lot of fun. And, you know, there's a lot of betting. There's a lot of places you can go to bet, you know.
Yeah, it seems to be these days.
This is a good site. Go there.
Now, the baseball season, too, is going to be coming up around the corner. And the Marlins have this pitcher, this Jose Fernandez. And they've said that they may want to trade him, but they keep upping the ante. You know, the Dodgers were interested, but they were looking for, they wanted Corey Seager.
They wanted Julio Urias.
They got Jock Peterson was
they'll
in there.
They'll get Iglesias. What's his name?
Julio Iglesias. Julio Urias.
They'll get Julio Urias.
And do you think they would trade Puig?
They would get Peterson. Here's a chance to get rid of the Puig.
Jock, so you think Jock Peterson should?
Peterson should be in there.
The Red Sox were looking at him, and Miami asked for Mookie Betts.
Now remember, the Dodgers did. They got three prospects from the Chicago White Sox that can play. This guy can play the outfield.
Yeah, so that means Puig's expendable.
They've got five outfielders now.
Yep,
five or six.
And also, they had asked the Diamondbacks for a lot of the return on the investment there, and they would, you know. So these guys, you know, I don't see Miami trading with the Dodgers because you got Don Mattingly managing down there. You don't think he's going to give up somebody good to the Dodgers, do you? He's going to.
Well,
say,
I think they're above all that stuff. They want what's best for the team. They have to play. They play in the East. You know, I mean, you know, they play the Dodgers what, four times a year.
So they don't care.
They don't care.
All right, for they want. So anyway, they're looking for large chunks of the major league roster from the Dodgers. These are the Miami Marlins looking for this. Dodgers, Red Sox, and others. And so far, we'll see what happens. Dodgers do need another pitcher, though, don't you think?
Or three, or four.
You think?
Well, right now they have to depend on three pitchers who have been out.
Let's see: Clayton Kershaw. Who are the other ones?
Oh, yeah, and Clayton Kershaw. But they've got three pitchers there that are coming off of injuries.
Yeah,
you know, so they can't count on them for coming back, let alone playing well.
All right.
Okay, so they've got Clayton Kershaw, and they got Alex Wood, and they got. What's the guy's name? Brandon?
Brandon, whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's that guy.
League.
Anderson.
Anderson there. Brett Anderson.
Brett Anderson.
Brandon League was the other guy.
They've got to make some moves here, and they got to do it pretty quick. And, I see the Boobirds out as soon as the Arizona Diamondbacks come in here and Zanke throws a one-hitter at them.
Oh, yeah. When Greinke, you think he's going to have it down, he's going to really be tied up, right? But he's going to be pitching for 7 years. You don't think maybe he might blow up here? I mean, I'd be getting nervous at his signing any Major League Baseball play, even though I think Zach Greinke is good for it. I mean, come on, they might go down, and then you're stuck 7 years paying these guys, and they can't play.
So what? Six or seven, who cares?
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger. Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS and USPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Much better.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare.
nature seen, and heaven and nature seen, and heaven and nature seen.
Pat's kicking it up here on this. Pat Boone with some energy here. Take a listen to this little sound of the season from the Fred Dreyer Show. PM show on Sports One, only Fred Dreyer with you on the weekend. Great music there. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, wherever you may be.
What do you got planned?
Well, I was hoping you and I could get together and hang out, and hopefully we will over the weekend, is to spend some time together and maybe go to Columbo's and maybe see if we can smoke a cigar out on the patio.
I'll hang out
with you out there. We'll puff on one maybe a little bit, throw a couple of puffs out there if they allow us.
Just a couple?
I'm
going to supply a cigar.
Okay.
I'm going to get you a real small one.
I love this time of year because there's like the bowl games going on. There's always like a good college game or something every day leading into that. And then the playoffs going up and all
every
that.
Every TV for like 2 weeks,
yes.
24-7,
yeah.
is just bombarding you with play-by-play, an announcer screaming, and every play is the first and only play. And
that's it.
It's really really fantastic. It's a great culture.
So we were talking Dodgers and people that have improved themselves. The Cardinals, they lost a lot of players. They went out and they got this free agent, Mike Leake. The Cardinals signed him to a 5-year, $80 million deal. It also includes a no-trade clause and a mutual option that could increase the value of the deal up to $94 million. So they got a starting rotation. Adam Wainwright's still there. Michael Wacha, Carlos Martinez, Jaime Garcia. And Leake is only 28 years old. Finished last season with the San Francisco Giants after a trade deadline deal, and he's a right-hander. He spent his first five seasons in the
Cincinnati,
and he's never won more than 14 games
that's
in a
right.
season.
Now I'll say that he's going to change. That'll change because he's with a great rotation.
Thank you. That's right.
He's with a great rotation, and these guys will put some runs on the board for him. Yeah, he's going to get some innings. He's going to get over 220 some
there
odd
you
innings.
Go.
And he's got a great chance of being better than 14. It's amazing how this team, the Cardinals, how they have rebounded after losing pitcher after pitcher.
Yes. They lose and they come back and they just have a great organization that strengthens. They're going to be back in the running again.
I think pretty soon here, I want an accounting of the thinking that Dodgers are going through. I want to ask people, why didn't you sign Leake?
Yeah, it would be good. Put a point blank to their
why didn't you sign? Why didn't you give Granke the extra year? I mean,
yeah. So here's the deal. Granke,
Why didn't you sign Gordon? Why'd you let D Gordon go?
And then the next year you let D Gordon, the second baseman, go to Miami to make a trade, and then he's the leading hitter in the in baseball for the year for the National League. Come on.
I always give from my experience. I always try and give the management the benefit of the doubt, because it's only good as a teammate to see what the organization is doing. And if I'm a Dodger, right now anyway, I have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, I have no idea either. All I know is Yasiel Puig is still on the team, and he's getting arrested in clubs for beating people up and stuff, and you wonder what's going on. I mean, come on. You talk Greinke for a second. Dodgers could have re-signed him, right? They were offered him, 5 years or something? And Arizona comes in and offers him a sixth year on the deal. So you were mentioning, if you're going to go five, why don't you just go six and make the deal?
You can't lose him. If the difference in losing him is an extra year, don't you give him the extra year?
I would. A guy like Zach Greinke, I would, because he has proven that he's a marquee pitcher. There aren't too many marquee pitchers. He'll at least pitch seven innings or
he's
eight.
Never had arm problems. He's never gone on a DL for an arm problem.
Yeah.
He had a collarbone problem, but because of that fight or that they pushed him down on the ground.
Yeah.
But the point is that I don't know. I think these guys I know they're looking at something I'm not looking at. That's all I'm saying. So
yeah, numbers. These guys that are running the Dodgers now, all they care about is they look into this guy bats right, and he hits 503, and this guy is right.
He hits righties.
Forget about those stupid metrics that you look on that thing. Come on, drive yourself nuts.
I wanted to know that all the great Hall of Fame players Casey Stengel use this axiom? Did all the great managers? Did Walter Alston? I'd like to. You know, what we should do.
Walter Alston used to have a slide rule. He was always in the dugout with a slide rule, and he had
a bag of peanuts.
He would use. He had a lot of paper, and he would use a long division to go ahead and figure out people's batting averages before he'd make a move. I just made that up.
Well, that's all right. I believe it.
But they didn't do it. To answer your question, no, they didn't. The great managers did not of the past. They just used their gut feel.
That's right.
They were baseball people. It was their job. Yeah. Their job was to recognize talent and know that this guy in this situation would get the hit because he wants to get the hit. They knew that. It wasn't by a computer saying, well, you know, he hits terrible against left-handers. Oh, we better not bat him then. No, he wants a piece of this pitcher. The guy knocked him down five times. He wants to come back and knock a home run or a single. Come on.
Well, the Dodgers are going to be faced this year with some questions. What are they going to do for starting pitching? What are they going to do for batting a lineup and guys who can hit? They've got six outfielders. Now, they're not going to be able to carry
six. I say sign a seventh. They go for another one.
Go for a 10. Don't play anybody at third and first, and then put five outfielders, outfielders.
They're probably going to do a shift. And the Mets signed outfielder Alejandro Deaza this week, and he's got a one-year deal, $4.5 million. And I like this signing because it gets the deal has an additional $1.25 million in performance bonuses. If I sign people that all have performance bonuses, they'd make a fortune if they performed. You would do that. Yeah. You're the kind of player that would perform just to make your bonus, right?
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, so anyway.
There's not much going on in the world of baseball. Everybody's hunkered in. They're in hibernation until
the bowl season's coming, playoffs.
Until after the Super Bowl, and then everything kind of starts to come back to life again.
Let me ask you a question. You watched that Carolina Panthers game and the New York Giants game last week where Odell Beckham was beating people up with his helmet. What do you think about a guy like that?
Well, somebody said something to him. This kid Norman said something to him that he didn't like. And in the comment, I talked to some people in New York over the weekend.
Yeah.
And last night, actually. And they said that there was some slurs that were possibly waved around in Odell's face.
Got him worked up a little bit, huh?
Yeah, and so you know, who knows what the deal is, but I don't, it wasn't such a TV exploitative game when I was playing during my era. We didn't have it was before ESPN.
Yeah, you didn't have all those replays and all this
and
stuff.
It was better for the players.
It was.
There's too much exposure. There's too much promiscuity. There's too much people today, these players today are in the locker rooms before the game texting to other players across the country in other locker rooms.
Texting what?
Anything.
So they're sitting there on their cell phones texting.
Yeah, saying, you SOB this, you that, and, you know, tweeting that, you're a low character guy, whatever the word verbiage
is. So obviously that didn't happen in your day and age, but when you were out there on the line, did someone try to get in your face and get under your skin?
No, it's a waste of time. No, it's a waste of time.
They wouldn't do that, right?
No,
they just played the game.
It's just a waste of time. There's comments made, but it's not a game plan.
You wouldn't let it affect you, would you?
No,
if somebody made comments to you, would you let it affect you in your performance?
No, I'd just push them down.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't do it. It would rile you up a little bit to push the guy down, right?
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's beyond that. You know, it's not like, today the demographic of the game is different. You know, you've got a black league, and that culture is different in pro football than it was many years ago.
So the culture of the game,
has changed somewhat.
With television and makeup.
Well, look,
and all.
I mean, you got a guy sitting in prison. It's Hernandez, tight end, who supposedly killed a couple of people.
Right.
He just got I just read where he got a new tattoo.
He did?
The Bloods.
Seriously?
He got a new blood tattoo, life, on his neck, which he's going to do, life. But he's committed to the thug life. He would rather be in jail on a murder rap then at 26, 27 years of age, then been making $45 million.
Yeah.
Playing tight end.
Unbelievable. What is
it, it is unbelievable.
That is just unbelievable.
So I say it's a different culture. It's a different culture.
It's a different culture.
You got a lot. Of, you have a lot of players today who are gang affiliated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many, but I mean, they certainly are. And it's a culture. And they grow up with it, and that's what it is. And even if they say, hey, guess what? We're going to put you through school. You know, we're going to try to get you close as we can to get you through school. And then we're going to try to give you, you know, make some money for yourself. And then they say, yeah, it's a good idea. And then they get the money, get drafted, you know, then spend the money, and then pay for an entourage, and then decide.
Wait, back up. They
on
pay,
the way,
pay for the entourage.
They pay for their entourage.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then they say on the way to practice, they decided to stop off and rob a bank.
No, they don't do that. Come on, really.
No.
On the way to the game?
To the club.
To the club.
That might be the club.
But that happens a lot. It depends on the mentality. They get Puig and the Dodgers outfielder there taking on the bouncers and getting crazy and fighting with his family and stuff and getting tossed out of
clubs. He's an idiot.
I mean, the things that didn't happen in baseball when I was a kid. You had the class of, well, you were a baseball player, you wanted to look good, you wanted to be part of the game. Even look at Babe Ruth, he drank a lot and caroused and did all that stuff, but nobody really knew all about that stuff. It was sort of, you know, the reporters held it back and he was still the Babe that could win the game when he came up and hit a home run.
Yeah, but now, you see what they're doing now, you got people, every place you go, I saw this Trump speech over the weekend on C-SPAN.
Yes.
And every single person in that audience, there were like 25,000 people. He was in Arizona, I think, at a hangar. And he was giving a speech.
Right.
Everyone had a cell phone, a movie camera.
Oh, they're all taking.
There's like 25,000 people there that can post anything you say or do, and they can pick up anything you want. You can leave the stage and walk around and say, this jackass over here, and somebody will get it, and they'll play it on YouTube, and you're done.
That's it.
And that's how it is.
And it's like Twitter the same way. I mean, you tweet a lot on there. Our producer of the show, Courtney Cadera, her boyfriend, Mikey Ryder, tweeted to Donald Trump, and he retweets it. And all of a sudden, you're an instant celebrity because you're retweeted and someone comments on your stuff. That's the way we are nowadays. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And you were in the broadcast booth for a while. Would you go back in the broadcast booth for the NFL?
I'd be a different animal now.
You would, wouldn't you?
Oh, boy.
How different? What would you do different?
Well, I'd be talking about this concussion thing. I'd be talking about tackling. I'd be talking about leadership, lack of. I'd be talking about behavior. What happened to coaches' ability to take a guy and say, come out over here, Junior. You see that thing over there? That's a stool. Sit on that stool. Let you know when you get off of it.
Wait, but you have to show Junior and tell him what a stool is?
Yeah, that's it. You have to show him where it is.
Show him
take him
is.
Over there and tell him, sit down.
Junior.
And I'll let you know when you're going to play. But today, you know, you've got ownership at it says, you know, we can't do that, and so you don't have leadership. You know, Tom Coughlin is a tough, disciplined coach.
Yes, he is,
and he's tolerating, you know, Odell Beckham, and that behavior that hurts his team.
It does hurt the
team.
That's
not good for your team to do that. He has to. You know, I always say this. You know, people are watching what you do. Walk out onto the field and grab him by the seat of his pants and throw him on the sideline and tell him to shut up and don't move until I tell you.
It's the PM Show Weekend Edition on sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us here. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's Dreyer. CRN travelers, relax at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Come to quality and come to luxury. Experience the newly renovated guest rooms. They're generously sized and they're decorated in the Tuscan tradition. They have great, incredible pillow top mattresses, luxurious linens, and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access. There's warm cookies and coffee every evening in the hotel lobby, and you can visit the newly remodeled Equus Restaurant and Equus Lounge with its new wine bar. It's the ideal place to relax and enjoy a glass of wine and watch our What's Cooking on Wine show on CRN with host Larry Van Alst on Wednesdays. It's the Fountain Grove Inn, Hotel, and Conference Center located in the heart of Sonoma wine country.
It's easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingrovein.com.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch. Just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins. Plus so much more, a chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelis, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022. Merry Christmas from all of us here on the Fred Dreyer Show on Sports.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
And our line producer, Tomas, is quite the karaoke Everybody professional. And you thought this was possibly Tomas. No, this is the legendary Nat King Cole. Welcome back to the show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game. The all-pro defensive end, star of television, motion pictures. He did Land's End. He did Hunter. He has so many great movies. And he's got a new series out, Agent X, and this Sunday on TNT, I think it's on at 9 o'clock or something, 8, 9 o'clock, check it out, Agent X with Sharon Stone. He's going to, your episode is on again, your recurring role. And Fred Dreyer, let me ask you this question. Last week you told this incredible story of dating Elizabeth Taylor a few times. We'll have to get back to that at some point. Have you gotten to meet Sharon Stone on this Agent X?
I knew Sharon a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
Well, what about it?
Well, I did. I knew her.
And any kind of romance
nothing,
or anything?
No, nothing to say. Just, hey, Sharon, how you doing? Hey, before we get deeper into the show,
you got 60 seconds. We're going to be wrapping up here. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to wish everybody a great, great Merry Christmas. Have a great weekend this weekend. Ride this thing as far as you can. Enjoy life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your children and your loved ones. And the world's a tough place out there. You know, just put that on hold for a while. Be with your family. You've got a couple more weeks between now and the end of the year. Just be with your kids and your family and your loved ones. Have a cigar. Drink some wine. Mike will tell you what to drink. Won't
yeah.
you, Mike?
Yeah, right? A little Pinot Noir.
Yeah, you can do that. But
what kind of cigar
just
are we
going
to smoke?
Just have a. I'm going to smoke a probably Monterey De Hoya.
A De Hoya?
Yeah. But anyway, have a great, great Christmas, everybody, and God bless.
All right, that's our show. We're here every week at this time. Check it out. Follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And if you want to email him, it's Fred Dreyer, F-R-E-D. There's your Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Merry Christmas to you, Fred.
You too, Michael. Thank you.